Sybil.
Happy day before you begin your vacation, Mr. Joyner.
I'm in Detroit this morning.
In the
Jay
D.
Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, Tom Joyner, baby. What is going on, Sybil Lou La Later?
Mr. Brown?
What is happening?
Yeah.
I'm in L.A. You're in Detroit.
And Sybil's in the cake in Dallas. Tomorrow will be my last day. I'll be going on vacation, my annual vacation, till the end of the year. And I'm excited. And I'm cold, and it's Detroit, Detroit has good news.
It's warm there.
Detroit has come out of bankruptcy.
Yep.
Officially come out of bankruptcy. I'm expecting a parade today or something. And the city is all lit up with Christmas lights. You know, they had the big controversy about, you know, the electric bill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the city, I mean, late at night, I would expect it, you know, to be, you know, the lights to be turned off like you do at your house. But, it's downtown Detroit is all lit up with Christmas lights.
Let me get this right. They just came out of bankruptcy and they're just burning up lights late at night. Okay. He's got them street lights on and ain't nobody said nothing. Okay.
Sybil,
all right.
spoken just like an old man during Christmas time. Walking around, turning off all these damn lights.
Y'all just came out of bankruptcy, right?
It's 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And all your Christmas lights are off.
Because Papa turned them off.
We just came out of bankruptcy. We can't be turning on all these lights.
Can't we have a day of celebration? Can't we, you know, just have
some Christmas. Have it in the daytime. Have it in the daytime when you can see. I know somebody somewhere going, ain't nobody got no money for that.
you know, the people that have paid the most in terms of all the city workers and all of that they've gone through. They're like, yeah, you, and there with Jay. You turned all this off.
I
didn't give up all my pension and go through all of this heartache.
And y'all burn the street light.
Right. Okay. Come on now. I don't have lights. I got to turn mine off. You got to turn yours off.
It is a good time in Detroit. Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
Parade, right after you come out of the
No,
don't,
they're not.
Parade,
they're,
maybe
they're
not
just,
a parade.
Just, you know.
No. I just said that.
Good for them. Good.
Uh-huh.
Turn that city around.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
But you ain't got to have all these lights on.
Okay.
And playing downtown Detroit, there's a lot of lights.
It's a lot of lights.
A lot of lights. I mean, okay, it's not Broadway, but it's a lot of lights.
It's
I'm
looking like
you.
Times Square, though.
Okay, let me ask
it's
you this.
It's not
if
exactly
there,
looking like Times Square.
You're there, player. Do they need all them lights? You're right there. You see it.
Could they
cut some of them lights?
No. You need all these lights. That's right. It's Christmas.
It is.
He's being kind.
It's a celebration.
It is Christmas. You need all these lights. But you're right. I know. They're burning all them lights. We just came out of bankruptcy.
It don't
make no sense. You know it is. Let's see. And where are we with the protest? All over the country for Mike Brown and Eric Garner.
Still going on. And the big march on Saturday with Reverend Al Sharpton.
The big march on Saturday in D.C. Reverend Al, led by all of the family members of the victims that we are protesting the brutality and injustice for.
Yep.
All the moms and fathers of these of Trayvon, Mike Brown, Eric Garner. The parent in Cleveland and all of them. That's Saturday.
Tamir Rice's parent. Yeah.
Tamir Rice. That's what I was trying to think of. Okay. So you see the story on blackamericaweb.com? Minority students at three prestigious law schools say they want to delay their final exams.
Yeah.
Because they've been busy protesting.
Well, not only just protesting, but traumatized by all of this.
Harvard, Georgetown, and Columbia Law School.
Columbia led the way. Columbia was the first to acknowledge this and to allow those students who did feel traumatized by all of this allow them to postpone.
I don't blame them. Ask for some more time. I would do it.
Now, not everybody's happy about this, but they are giving it to them.
Yeah, I'm not ready to take these exams. I've been busy protesting. Can you delay this? And it's well, I guess they want to take exams after the holidays.
Yeah, they want to delay.
It's exam time.
Yeah. I think Columbia, when they announced it, the students were starting their law school exams Monday. And so they were allowing them to postpone.
Did you see what Cam Newton said?
Yeah.
Did you see what Cam Newton said? Yeah, he messaged to his fans about his accident, and he said, "Life is too short to not appreciate it." He wrote a long, long sentence. I don't know where to begin because by the look of that picture of his truck, he says, and that picture is, oh, my goodness, he is very lucky. He says, I'm supposed to be dead or severely injured, worse than what I am right now. While I'm resting up and the thoughts just keep flashing in my mind is that God is good and someone is there protecting me, and we should live every day like it and appreciate it to the fullest.
It's a bit,
and say I love you to
letter,
everyone that
letter.
You know.
Yeah.
Did you see that truck?
He said, P.S. Who that? At the end of it, he went, P.S. Who that?
You had to ruin just a really nice moment where he's reflective and...
right at the end. P.S. Who that?
Yeah.
Think I forgot. I read that. That's a very powerful.
It was a powerful. It
you
was
read
a powerful,
that.
It was right at the bottom. Yes.
And then he said,
yes.
Who that?
Hashtag who that?
Columbus Short says that he was hopped up on drugs the whole time he was doing Scandal.
Yeah,
and everybody knew it, from Shonda Rhimes to all of his co-stars.
Okay.
I wouldn't say drugs. I don't know what, but everybody on that show talks so fast.
Well, then
it's
if
something,
what is this drug? I don't know this drug. Y-A-Y-O.
That's the Yayo. That's what
Yayo?
Yeah, remember in the movie with Al Pacino?
That's cocaine then, huh?
That's cocaine, yeah. You got the yayo? Well, I don't have it with me.
I don't have it.
That's the movie. Yayo.
You got the money?
I don't have it with me. It's in the car. That's the movie. I'm sorry. All right, I know Scarface. All right, you.
I know a little Scarface, too.
All right, I know a little Scarface.
You got the yayo?
I don't have it with me. It's in the car. You don't remember Yayo? It was cocaine. It was
Well, maybe that's why everybody on that show talks fast. Everybody
you're not
talks
going
fast.
To allege.
Is No, I'm
no,
not at
no.
all.
No, you're not no, going
I
to
would
allege.
Never
Columbus
put
Short
that on
says he was on that Yayo, and he talked very fast. Everyone
everybody,
on that show
everybody
talks
on that.
Very,
you're
very
not
fast.
Going to allege. You're not gonna,
I would never do that. No, no. That entire cast is doing cocaine. No.
You're not going to allege
something.
That.
Something that makes them people talk that fast.
It couldn't just be a skill.
It
everyone.
Could be.
And that they're even proficient actors
even
who
old,
can do that. You're not going to say that everyone.
Huck is the slowest talker on there, and he's pretty fast. Slow. He's fast, and he's the slowest one that talks.
Yes. And I think they're afraid of him. To ask him to speed up his speak because they know what he does. something happened on that show. So I don't know what he's doing. Maybe it's coffee. Could be coffee. I don't know.
Could be. But he says he was on that yayo the whole time he was shooting Scandal.
What is his wife on?
Exactly.
What is she on?
Well,
she's on. I'm sick of you being on that yayo. Doing that good job. And
yeah, messed up a good job, man.
They say he's moved to Atlanta. He's in Atlanta. Do you see him in Atlanta?
I have never seen him in Atlanta. No. Not the places I hang out. No, you know.
And he does stand-up. Have you seen his stand-up?
Well, Only two places I know to go to stand up is Uptown and the Punchline. So, nope, I've never seen him in.
Okay. Columbus Short, Harrison.
Have you just driven down the street, perhaps seen him do it? Maybe. Because he's on that stuff, and that's as close as he's getting to comedy clubs.
Yeah. All right.
And then he said at the end of his conversation, who that?
It's Thursday on the TJMS.